Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So now that we've defined what a tree field is, based on how much figs the tree produces, so the Mishnah is going to say it's not only about figs. Echad ilan srak, even if it's a tree that doesn't produce any fruit at all. Sometimes you have trees that you plant just because they make really good firewood, or really good wood to use for building things. So still plowing around that tree is good for the tree, because it will make the wood stronger. The echad ilan machal, or if it's a tree that produces fruits. We always view the tree as if it were a fig tree. And if it's the tree is big enough, then if it were a fig tree, it would produce enough pressed figs that would weigh 60 Italian manes. Then you could plow the entire area, the entire 2,500 square amos after Pesach up until the Yom Tov of Shavuos for those trees. But if the tree is small enough that had it been a fig tree, it would not be able to produce that kind of fruit, then you can only plow what they need, what's in the area directly surrounding it, which is what we said yesterday is the melo ha'ora v'salo chutzalo. You could plow only the area around the trees that's directly underneath the branches, and the amount of space outside that of the tree that you're harvesting, and the amount of space that the guy who's harvesting and the basket that he's holding takes up outside of the branches of the tree. But that's it if it's not a large enough tree. So that is Mishnah Gimel, very direct, very straightforward. Mishnah Dalet is going to tell us that, you know, we learned in Mishnah Gimel that if you have a tree field, then you could plow the entire base all the way up until Shavuos. But in order to be a tree field, you need three trees growing in the field, and they need to be big trees that grow in the field. So now the Mishnah talks about what happens when the trees are not quite big enough, or do not have the field does not have enough trees. Let's say one of the trees makes enough figs for it to qualify, but the other two do not. Or two produce enough figs, but the other one does not. Then you're only allowed to plow for the trees as much as that particular tree needs, which again means, you know, under the branches and outside of the branches, the amount of space that the person who's cutting from the trees and his basket takes up. But you're not allowed to plow the entire base. So the Mishnah says that the idea that each tree has to be big enough to make so much dried figs is not always true. Achu mishlosha v'atisha. That's only true if there's somewhere between 3 and 9 trees in the field. But hayu asara me'asara l'mayla. But if that base has 10 or more than 10 trees, beinos and bein she'enos and choshen kol be'sav b'shvilan, then it's considered a tree orchard, no matter how much produce it makes, no matter how much fruits it makes. There is no minimum amount of fruit that you're looking for, because it's got so many trees, of course you can call that a tree field. So the Mishnah had said that if three trees aren't large enough, then you're only allowed to plow the area that's directly around the tree, but not the whole base. So the Mishnah says, where do I know that? Where do I see that from? That you're not allowed to plow the whole rest of the base sa'ah, shenemar, because the pasuk says becharishu v'katzir tishbos, that you're supposed to work on the for 6 days of the week, and then on the seventh day you rest. And what does it mean you rest on the seventh day? So the pasuk says because becharishu v'katzir tishbos, during plowing and during harvesting, when you would normally be plowing and you would normally be harvesting, that's when you rest. Now it's very clear from context that the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. The pasuk is not talking about Shemitah, but it's a little bit strange that the Torah tells me not to plow and harvest on Shabbos, because the Isra to plow and harvest on Shabbos is already taught all over the place in the Torah, because the Torah tells us you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So these are extra words in a pasuk that talk about specifically plowing and harvesting. So why in the world would the Torah talk about plowing and harvesting specifically when it comes to Shabbos if we already know that you're not allowed to plow and harvest on Shabbos? So ain't sarach lomar charsh v'kod. So must be, this is the concept of im eino inyan, that if it's eino inyan the Shabbos, if it's not teaching me about Shabbos, it must be teaching me about Shemitah. So ain't sarach lomar charsh v'kod shel shvius, but I don't even need it to tell me that you're not allowed to plow and harvest during the Shemitah year itself, because that's also mefurush in the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to harvest during Shemitah, so it doesn't have to tell me that you're not allowed to do ktsira during Shemitah. Ella, so what's the pasuk telling me when it says becharish v'katir tishbos charish al erev shviyas shon nichnas b'shviyas, that even in the sixth year, even in the year prior to the shmita, you're not allowed to be plowing, and v'katir shal shviyas shu yotzi l'matzai shviyas, and harvesting the seventh year's crop in the eighth year is also going to be aser. So the pasuk is teaching me that you're not allowed to plow in advance of the shmita, and you're not allowed to harvest after, in the aftermath of the shmita. That is how the Tanakhama understands. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's not talking about Shemitah. It's talking about Shabbos. I already know that you're not allowed to do Charisha and Katsira on Shabbos. So no, what it's trying to tell me is the following. Macharish Rishus, Avkatsi Rishus. Just like plowing, by definition, is always a Rishus. There's never a mitzvah to plow. So too, the Isser of harvesting on Shabbos is only the kind of harvesting that is a rishus. Every once in a while, though, you have a harvesting that is a mitzvah, and that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Yatza Katsira Omer. That's what we call Katsira Sa'omer. Katsira Sa'omer, harvesting the barley for the Karban Omer, that's a mitzvah, and that you're even allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to harvest the barley for the Karban Omer on Shabbos. Karban Omer, of course, is the Karban that kicks off the mitzvah of Sfira. It's brought on the second day of Pesach, on Tes Zayin Nisan, and it comes from the Chadash. You can only harvest from the new grain that grew that year, but it has to be done on that day, even if that day falls on Shabbos. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns the Chiddush of the Pasuk. So again, we have Machlokas, how to learn the Pasuk, Becharish V'Katir Tishbos, when the Tanakhama says it teaches me the Isser to do Charish Risha and Kitzira in the year prior to and following the Shemitah year, if it relates to Shemitah. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it teaches me about Shabbos, that Charisha and Katsira are always usher to do on Shabbos, except a Katsira's mitzvah. There's no such thing as a Charisha's mitzvah, but a Katsira's mitzvah. So we learn that from the fact that Charisha is always a Rishus. So when the Torah tells me not to do Charisha and Katsira on Shabbos, it means only the type of Charisha and Katsira that is a rishus. But if you have a katsiras mitzvah, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Gimel we learned that it's the din that the tree has to be big enough to produce X amount of figs is only true for a fig tree. That same size tree of any type of tree, even a non-fruit bearing tree at all, would be measured by that size in order to count it as one of the three trees in the Beis Sa'ah. And then we learned in Mishnah Dalid that you need all three trees to be able to produce that amount of fruit in order for it to be considered a field of trees that you're allowed to therefore plow the entire Beis Sa'ah up until Shavuos of the sixth year. But once a field has more than 10 trees, then there is no minimum amount of fruit that it has to produce. And then we had the Machlokas Tanoim about how to understand Becharish V'Katzir Tishbos. Is Becharish V'Katzir Tishbos telling me a din in Hilchos Shemitah, that you're not allowed to plow in the year prior to the Shemitah, or harvest in the year following the Shemitah? Or is it telling me it didn't in Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to do Katsiras HaOmer, since it's a Katsiras Shel Mitzvah on even on Shabbos itself? Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav.